With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Loose Cannons are on the air.
What are we doing? What are you doing?
Steve Hartman.
Oh, Hartman's so negative all the time. Hartman's always negative.
All right, I'll give you a positive here.
And Mike Costa. Mike Costa. On Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
Number three, final hour for the Loose Cannons here on your home of everything San Diego sports, Extra 1360, Fox Sports San Diego. Reminder, coming up at 5:30, Dennis Lynn of the UT is going to be joining us to sort of give us the state of the Padres after all the controversy in Chicago as they come home to open up a nine-game homestand, starting with three over the weekend against the Tigers. And again, Casa, you and I are going to be out there tomorrow, Park in the Park. So it's just sort of a quirk of the schedule. And we're always there for Friday home games.
Yeah.
And they had four Friday home games in the month of June. So we'll be not only there tomorrow, but also a week from tomorrow when they kick off a weekend series against the Dodgers.
All right. Updating everybody on what the draft has given us so far. Fultz out of Washington, number one. Lonzo Ball, number two, the Lakers. Third pick, Boston, going with Duke small forward Jason Tatum. And Phoenix has just taken Josh Jackson out of Kansas.
Well,
excuse me.
You know, I see Tatum's name there, and all I can think about again is Danny Ainge has never drafted a single player that has made an all-star team. So all the talk was is that Josh Jackson may well be the most talented player in this draft. And by the way, in drafting a Dookie, now I know Kyrie Irving is one Dookie, although he is barely there. He played half of one season at Duke.
Yes.
But when you look at the long line of those Duke legends.
Oh, yeah.
How many of those guys became NBA legends? I mean, some solid players.
Well, Grant Hill was solid.
Grant Hill, more than solid. But I mean, you know, Leitner was a little overrated. Jim Spanarkel. Mike Jaminski. Yes, exactly. Gene Banks. Do you want to go back? Let's go back to Jack Maron and Jeff Mullins.
Unfortunately for Duke, a lot of those guys who were just lights out for the program. It really never translated to superstardom in the National Basketball Association.
Well, I mean, as far as the Kings are concerned, I mean, you got De'Aaron Fox. By the way, do you hear what De'Aaron Fox's dad, he sort of took a shot at LeVar Ball.
What'd he say?
Well, I guess there was some game recently or they had some matchup where it looked like LeVar was a little bit better against De'Aaron Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, LeVar, as usual, running his mouth. And De'Aaron Fox's dad's like, you know, shut your pie hole, man. I think you want to review the head-to-head of our two sons in the NCAA tournament, the game that mattered, the actually game that mattered. But again, when we talk about the NBA draft, you know, year after year after year, we see extremely high picks that just go bust.
Steve, it's probably, you know, we know how hard it is in baseball, you know, to get to the show, and then in the NFL, you have a pretty good idea, guys coming out of college. Who is, you know, who's going to take it to the next level and who's going to be a productive player? The NBA, man, the friggin' competition and the fact that, you know, you got guys who get there and they obviously don't leave. They hold on to those jobs. And then to not only get there and stay and earn your way, but then to become a superstar. Yeah, there's a ton of people who fall short.
Again, so much of it has to do with being in the right place at the right time.
Exactly.
With Lonzo Ball and the Lakers, I would just be stunned if it doesn't work.
I mean, like I said, they're
playoffs
handy.
This year.
Well,
or next year. Yeah, this year.
Well,
excuse me.
Like I said, we talked to Michael Thompson about that, and he, you know, he had made it clear that even with Lonzo Ball, this is a 35-win team.
Steve,
35 and 47 is not going to get you into the playoffs. My only question again about LaVar Ball is this. I mean, it's easy to crow on the day of the draft. He hasn't played a game yet.
Now you got
to
shut up.
But, you know, inevitably, this is not like Magic Johnson, who joined a team that had the greatest player in the world in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
Okay, Magic joined a team that already had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in his prime. What Lonzo Ball is joining right now is a rudderless ship that has won 27 or fewer games four consecutive years. So it's going to be a struggle, and what's going to happen when he struggles as a rookie in, you know, sort of getting himself indoctrinated, is LaVar Ball going to acknowledge, because the fact is LaVar Ball seeks out the microphone and people are going to seek him out. They're waiting for Lonzo Ball to stumble and then find LaVar Ball and saying, what do you think of your kid now? Why is he not playing great? And the obvious answer is, well, he's a rookie and he's learning the game. But what if LaVar Ball's answer is, well, they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
They're not coaching him properly.
Yeah. And then you start, what happens is you start building that wedge between your son and the organization, although it's not Lonzo's fault, his dad's running his mouth, but that starts to build friction between Magic Johnson and Jeannie Buss and maybe Luke Walton and Lonzo Ball. Because you know LaVar Ball is going to at some point call out Luke Walton. What the hell is he doing coaching that team? He doesn't know how to use my son, whatever the case may be. And Steve, you know, yes, you play at UCLA. It's a cornerstone program in college basketball. Everybody knows about UCLA basketball. You're playing for the Bruins. It was a year. You had a great season. Everybody knows your name. But now you're shouldered with, all right, dude, you went number two overall. Start winning. And he doesn't have the pieces around him.
The spotlight. This may be the brightest. This is going to be the brightest spotlight ever on an NBA rookie for a variety of reasons. Yeah, there was a lot of attention on LeBron James, but he was in Cleveland or Patrick Ewing in New York. But that was back in the 80s. In the world that we live in now, where social media runs everything.
Oh, and every phone has a camera.
The spotlight on Lonzo Ball is going to be so intense.
Steve, updating our listeners on the NBA draft with the fifth pick, the Kings have taken De'Aaron Fox, the point guard from Kentucky.
Right. No surprise there, no. Obviously. So the guys, and again, Tatum at number three, he was expected to be top five. Going by Danny Ainge's track record, Tatum's going to be a bust. And both Jackson and Fox are going to be all-stars. I mean, I was praising Danny Ainge, but if he had a chance to make a blockbuster deal to get Porzingis, he blew it. I would have traded, if I were Danny Ainge and they wanted this year's number three overall pick and that lottery pick that you're going to get next year from Brooklyn and two other players, not named Isaiah Thomas, for Porzingis, why would you not make that trade?
Ask Danny Ainge.
Jeez.
It makes sense to
us. I hated him as a player, but now I have no respect for him as a general manager. He blew it.
If let's say the Lakers are able to pull off the deal for Paul George. Okay? Paul George, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and the rest of their cast. Is that enough to get them into the playoffs this season?
Well, we don't know yet because, first of all, Paul George ain't coming now. So the George deal's done.
Right.
Right now, Paul George, Chicago got rid of Jimmy Butler. The question is, can Indiana get rid of Paul George? And I don't know, now that the draft is, ticking away, Indiana may be in no man's land where they're stuck with Paul George for a year and then let him walk away. But as far as what kind of Laker team Paul George would join a year from now, we're not going to know until we see what this team does this year.
Yeah.
I mean, what do we got right now? You're going to have a starting lineup of Lonzo Ball, Jordan Clarkson, Brandon Ingram. You're going to have Lopez at center. And, you know, either Larry Nance or Luol Deng up front. That's a 35-win team. That's 35-47. Yeah. Yeah. And that's if things go right.
Well, exactly. And that's assuming that Lonzo just immediately meshes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Julius Randle. I forgot about Julius Randle. So, you know, but, you know, we'll see. But again, is LeVar Ball, based on his comments right there, the idea that he's going to keep himself in check? Forget that. If anything, he's going to be louder than ever, because now that his son is actually in the NBA and is actually a Los Angeles Laker, that's his selling point for his big baller brand.
LeVar is not representing him as his agent, is he? They have someone who has done this before.
I have no idea.
I'm just thinking in terms of, is it then incumbent upon the agent? Or I know it might be hard for Lonzo to do this, because the cold hard fact is LeVar Ball really had a lot to do with getting Lonzo to this point tonight of being the number two overall in the draft. Now, yeah, Lonzo had to go out and play. Lonzo was the one running laps, doing pushups, that type of thing, spending long hours in the gym. But LeVar was a huge part of this. Does Lonzo then say, hey, Dad, listen, man, it's my rookie season. It's going to be hard enough. And you just said it, Steve, maybe the brightest spotlight ever on a rookie in the NBA. I need you to cool it for a year.
Well, you can't do that. Look, the lineage of greatness for the Lakers is in the backcourt position. It started with Jerry West, and then you had Magic Johnson, and then you had Kobe Bryant. The bigs, they got from elsewhere. They traded for Wilt. They traded for Kareem. They got Shaq as a free agent. The common line is in that backcourt, from West to Magic to Kobe. And now the Lakers are looking at Lonzo Ball to be the next one. That's a heady place to be. That is a lot. Now, is Lonzo, because that's who he's ultimately going to be compared to. That's what you get when you become a Los Angeles Laker.
Well,
can he fall in line with Jerry West, Magic Johnson, and Kobe Bryant?
That script or that chapter has yet to be written. You know, you go to UCLA, look at the shadows of the guys that you're playing in all positions. That you're following in their footsteps. So yeah, I don't know if necessarily though, Steve, he would feel the pressure of thinking, oh my God, Kobe, Magic, Jerry West have worn this uniform.
But his father wants him to be there. His father has put him in that conversation.
He has, and that's why you give Dad credit for the fact that Lonzo, we can even talk about him following in the footsteps of those Giants. But at the same time, it's like, come on, it's going to be hard enough for what I'm going to be going through. And not only that, but now that we go on the road or a team comes in here, someone's going to be thinking, number two overall? Yeah, I don't think so. The challenge is ahead for him as a pro. God, if I'm the agent, I'm like, LeVar, dude, sell your stupid shoes, go to the games wearing your purple and gold BBB hat, whatever the case may be. But you can't, you have to button up the lip.
Well, I mean, he's already said they're going to make the playoffs.
Well, yeah.
Mark my word. All right, so if they don't make the playoffs, what happened? Well, the problem was, you know, the coaching.
They didn't use him right.
Luke Walton doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know how to use my son properly.
Oof.
Then what do you do if you're Magic Johnson?
The Orlando Magic have just selected Jonathan Isaac, the small forward out of Florida State.
Yeah, so the top six picks were as predicted.
Yeah.
Order's a little bit different, but exactly there. Again, the Lakers have the 27th and 28th pick in the first round. So they're motoring along, maybe not as quickly as we need, because we got started a half hour later than we thought.
Thanks for nothing, NBA. I will say this. This season's going to be very, very interesting to watch, not only for the Lakers, but now the NBA landscape, especially when it seems that Golden State is kind of sitting there by themselves at the top of the pyramid, and there's really not two great teams in the NBA. It's Golden State's right now.
Is it me, does it seem like the West has decided today that we're not just going to lay back and let Golden State run roughshod and just destroy us for the next 5 years and look like a bunch of chumps? We got, you know, Minnesota got better in the West by getting Jimmy Butler now.
Howard's Charlotte? A Hornet.
Oh, a Hornet. Okay.
Yeah.
So it just seems like they're starting to stack up so they can at least attempt to fight back.
Well, I think everybody's thinking in terms of East or West. All right, how do we match up with Golden State? How could we possibly, if we got to the finals against them, beat them?
Well, we also have the X factor of what's going to happen to Chris Paul and Blake Griffin.
Right.
What's Jerry West going to do with the Clippers?
Oh.
Is he going to trade DeAndre Jordan? I mean, are there some major overhaul in the Clippers organization right now? So, yeah, there's a lot of pieces out there that could, swing one way or the other. But, I keep getting, as I'm staring at this picture right now of Lonzo Ball with his Laker cap standing next to Adam Silver. And all I'm thinking right now is, with all the hype for the Warriors, obviously, and for LeBron and the Cavaliers and Paul George and everything else, that guy right there, Lonzo Ball, is the star of this league. Now, I'm saying that before he's ever played a game. And whether or not he's going to live up to that star treatment,
how is he the star of this league?
Because there is more interest in what he's doing than anybody else right now.
Okay, there's interest right now because he just got
people
chosen.
People are more interested whether you're rooting for him to fail or rooting for him to succeed.
No.
There is more interest in Lonzo Ball than any other player in this league right now.
Oh, Moses, smell the roses. Everybody is interested in the Golden State Warriors. Who is going to knock those guys off their perch? Can they repeat? And then 1A is, can the Cavaliers get better to challenge for another?
Are you telling me that day one of the NBA season, I guarantee you when the NBA posts their schedule, they're going to take full advantage of Lonzo Ball in a Laker uniform. This is such a huge thing for not just the league. They have put the cap on the most talked about player in this draft on a franchise that is the holy grail of this league, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Who wants to go? Okay, but who wants to tune in on Christmas Day as part of the doubleheader or whatever it is?
To see Lonzo Ball?
Right.
Lonzo Ball against the Warriors. Absolutely want to see it.
Oh, God. Lonzo Ball and a team of nothing that can compete
Wait
with the
second.
Warriors
LeVar
get shut
Ball
down?
Said already that his son is better than Steph Curry.
Oh. Okay, so you tune in for 5 minutes and realize, yeah, there's quite a difference between Steph Curry and Lonzo Ball.
Or you see Lonzo Ball taking him to the rack.
No, the story is the Warriors. The story is still the Cavs. No.
The story, there's only one story now moving forward for the NBA. Big baller brand. Just as LeVar said, he's been saying he has. And I've been talking about this for 19 years.
Okay.
All right. I'm fully into the Ball hype.
Apparently you are. Drinking the Kool-Aid.
I guarantee you there will be more cameras on the Lakers opening game than any other team. By far!
Well, listen, if he in fact is the next Ricky Rubio.
He's not Ricky Rubio. Ricky Rubio? What is Jalen saying? What's wrong with him? He's just jealous of the big baller brand. I'm not saying that Lonzo Ball is going to set the world on fire, but I guarantee you there'll be more eyes on his opening game than any other. It won't be opening night for the Warriors or the Cavs or anybody else. It's going to be Lonzo Ball debut will be the biggest story in the NBA day one.
I have nothing against Lonzo Ball. I hope he has an incredibly awesome NBA career. I just think that right now the cards are stacked against him for early stardom in this league. They're going to have to add some more pieces, and this is going to take a little bit to percolate before we start.
He has Magic Johnson with him. Now, the question again is Magic Johnson is he going to listen to Magic Johnson? Now, you know, Steve Alford said he was an incredibly easily coached kid.
Oh, all the reports are he's absolutely team. There's, you know, he's not a me guy. And you look at the way he facilitated that UCLA offense. I don't think that's going to be an issue. But it's going to be, okay, it's coming.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Coming down from Magic, obviously, Luke Walton is your head coach. You have your assistant coaches. How many, you know, times over Sunday dinner is LeVar going to sit there and go, okay, this is what you got to do. This is what you have to do here.
Well,
don't
remember,
listen to what
you
he's
already
saying.
Had LeVar Ball comment about whether or not Kobe should weigh in on his son. Ugh. And he seemed to dismiss that idea that there really is nobody that can actually tell anything to Lonzo better than what he's already been told by his legendary father, LeVar Ball.
You know what? There's a little merit to what you say about him being the biggest story, the biggest star, but a lot of it is the car wreck philosophy.
Well, of course it is.
And LeVar Ball interjecting him into the season and the story, which it shouldn't be. It should be Lonzo Ball on his merit and how he's doing as a rookie, not what dad is saying, not what, you know, dad is doing at the games when they're playing at Staples Center.
All right, so the Bulls are on the clock right now, is that right?
No, it's seven the T-Wolves. The T-Wolves.
I thought the T-Wolves, didn't the T-Wolves trade their pick for Jimmy Butler?
Yes. No, because they're picking seven right now.
I think they're picking for the Bulls.
Oh, you do that?
Yeah. Oh, they are? Okay. And they took Markkanen.
The kid out of Arizona.
The Arizona kid that the Knicks desperately wanted at number eight.
Okay, so a proposed trade.
What a disaster
Chicago.
For Phil Jackson. That's the guy he wanted at eight, and now he goes at seven.
Wow.
I'm telling you, both the Knicks and the Celtics blew a golden opportunity to make a trade that would have helped both teams, and now it has come and gone. What a disaster for the New York Knicks. All right, we'll have much more to talk about, obviously, when it comes to the future of the Lakers now that Lonzo Ball is a Laker. But what about the future of the Padres? What kind of team is heading back to San Diego to open up a 9-game homestand after what happened in Chicago? A man that was there will tell us all the inside dirt. Dennis Lynn of the UT joins the Cannons next.
Orberger with you coming up tomorrow on Mark and Rich right at noon. We'll jump in right where we left off today. NBA draft, what was the fallout? We'll fill you in at noon on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
A Thursday, and Steve, the non-story or what didn't happen in Chicago still has a lot of Padre fans upset. Joining us right now is with this team every step of the way during the season, Dennis Lynn from the UT, joining us on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego. Dennis, based on what happened or what did not happen, have we in the media, have the fans taken it just to a whole other level that it hasn't meant to go to?
I think it's safe to say. I think it's also safe to say people in San Diego are desperate for any kind of excitement in their sports scene. So when you see a team not, quote-unquote, retaliate against the guy who took out their catcher, that causes people to be pretty agitated.
Yeah, I was going to say that there seemed to be a little confusion. The night of the situation, you put out a tweet, Dennis, that basically indicated that Andy Green had told Chacin to promise him not to hit Rizzo. But then it was sort of a clarification from Chacin. I don't know if this came as the aftermath, that it was really Major League Baseball that had stepped in and said, hey, we don't need another situation like we had with Boston and Baltimore. So what do you think was the real story behind Chacin not throwing at Rizzo?
I think if he hadn't met with Andy Green, obviously starting pitcher usually talks with the manager before his start. I think if he hadn't had that specific meeting with Andy Green, where Andy Green, according to Chacin, requested that he would give his word not to hit Rizzo on purpose. Now, I think there needs to be distinction made here. He didn't want him to pitch scared of him. He wanted him to pitch inside the Rizzo because you see Rizzo stands over the plate. He gets his hands extended, something like that home run on the second pitch of the game by Chacin. That's what happened. So he wanted Chacin to pitch aggressively to the scouting report, which is the pitch inside. That said, MLB has to be considered a factor here. I think this is a little bit overlooked in the initial outrage over Andy Green not ordering retaliation against Anthony Rizzo. I think the league's pretty sensitive to injuries and just fights in general. Just some of that in 2017, they don't want to see Ron Fowler sit here with another extended exchange of brushback pitches, which is what happened with Baltimore and Boston. So that has to be factored in. But I also think Andy Green stands by what he said about retaliation being kind of counterproductive. So combination of both, but the MLB factor should definitely not be ignored.
Dennis, if this is Anthony Rizzo of the Rays or the Seattle Mariners, is this even a big thing? Does it have to do with the fact that it's the darlings of Major League Baseball, the Cubs, that baseball didn't step in and hammer Rizzo for what he did?
Yeah, I think if you're cynical, that's definitely a factor here. Anthony Rizzo is kind of the golden child of Chicago. They're the World Series champions. So they bring in a lot of money for the league. So if you want to take that attack, maybe that was definitely a factor. But they, according to MLB, they looked at it. They didn't think he intended to hurt Austin Hedges. Wasn't a dirty play, or he didn't have it in his history to be a dirty player. So he gained some leeway there, but definitely being from Chicago probably helped him out.
Dennis Lynn of the UT joining us. All right, well, let's get back to the rule 7.13. What is the point of the rule if there is no penalty if you violate the rule?
Yeah, that's what the Padres are saying, and this is probably, according to them, I think I can't remember any other instances since they implemented that rule in 2014 after Buster Posey had that nasty collision home plate. I don't remember any worse collisions at home plate than this one. The Padres do have a point here. There's no consequences besides him being out, and he was going to be out anyway because Austin Hedges held onto the ball. So if there aren't any repercussions for the action, you kind of question if the rule does any good. I think, again, here, Anthony Rizzo doesn't have a history of plays like this, and he wasn't trying to hurt Austin Hedges. So there's not much that can be done outside of the league taking action here, but it just would have been pretty unprecedented.
Dennis, after the game in which the Padres did nothing with Anthony Rizzo, what was the look on the faces of the guys in the clubhouse, when you went in there to talk to them?
Well, Chacin was obviously one guy we talked to. He obviously wasn't terribly happy with his outing. He did have his best start on the road, just giving up two runs in six innings all season, but he still gave up a home run. And he admitted to me later on Wednesday that was the worst thing that obviously could have happened. And he thought, maybe with first base open on Tuesday, Anthony Rizzo up again. They actually intentionally walked him. He pointed out that could have been in time that they could have hit him, but he wanted to keep his word to the manager. So it was a typical post-game clubhouse. People were mostly quiet, but I didn't see a lot of visible outrage that they had just been worked over by the Cubs or worked over by Anthony Rizzo or anything like that. I think that's kind of been kept in-house. But I think for the most part, most of these players understand Andy Green's reasoning. That doesn't mean everyone is thrilled about it, but that's just how baseball goes.
Well, what I'm asking then is it open season on the Padres? Now that the manager has made it clear that he's not into retaliation, there are plenty of teams out there that would love to take advantage of that. It becomes a mindset. So is there any place where Andy Green says, all right, that's taken it too far? Or is this guy of the absolute mindset, the retaliation has gone the way of the spitball, that is old school baseball that has no business in 2017?
If it had been a player, maybe not Anthony Rizzo, who had a history of these things, I think they might have handled it differently. I think there is something to teaching these young players to, you know, defend themselves and stand up for themselves. They're not just going to be pushed around by any team that comes along. That being said, you look at their roster right now, they had two Rule 5 guys, a Rule 5 battery between Miguel Diaz and Luis Torrens in the series finale in Chicago. You had Chase Darnell replacing Yonhervis Solarte in the lineup because Solarte got hurt, and then they had Diaz get hurt. So they're working with a pretty thin roster right now. If you're going to escalate something with the Cubs, and judging by Joe Maddon's comments, you would have, you know, retaliated back right back at the Padres. You risk injury to, you know, one of your best players like Will Myers. Just ask Mike Morse how he feels after going into that brawl between San Francisco and Washington and getting concussions. So that's a risk to consider here as well. So I think Andy Green had a lot of things to take into consideration here, and some of those things he hasn't openly talked about.
Dennis, I freely admit, I have a sloping forehead. I'm a Neanderthal. I wanted the brawl. I wanted the whole nine yards. I'm just curious about the psyche of this club from this point on now, and how they're perceived, as Steve alluded to, by the rest of Major League Baseball as being soft.
Yeah, it's a fair question. Again, I think the Padres have a history of being perceived as soft, and you go back to Bud Black not taking action in some of these games, or supposedly not taking the right course of action according to fans or other observers. But I think with where this club is right now, they're rebuilding. No one's expecting anything from them. From a competitive standpoint, yeah, maybe you say you have nothing to lose, but at the same time, you have, again, health to risk here. So mm-hmm. I think it's a fine line you walk, and Andy Green just seems to take a more, some people might call it a more enlightened or a softer approach to retaliation in the game. And a lot of people do agree with that. I think by and large on Twitter, There are people who say he should be fired for not hitting a player, which is pretty ridiculous in my opinion. But I think a lot of people do agree with the fact that, you know, beanball isn't the way of the world anymore in 2017.
All right, one final very quick question, Dennis. Do you believe that he has lost any of the players on this team because of his decision?
I think losing a player or losing a clubhouse is way too strong at this point. I think, again, I think I mentioned this, there are probably players who question why they didn't send a stronger message to Anthony Rizzo and the Cubs. But in the long run, I don't know how much it matters. A lot of these guys aren't going to be here long term. They're figuring out some of the younger guys and seeing whether they stick. And I think the younger guys are more prone, for the most part, to go with what the manager says and understand his reasoning for it, just because they've grown up in a newer era. They haven't grown up in the old school era. But that said, I think it's a player-by-player basis. But for the most part, I don't get any sense that he's losing the clubhouse.
Dennis, as always, man, tremendous job. Nobody covers the pods any better. Dennis, we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, there's Padres beat writer Dennis Lynn from the UT. And, yeah, that's the big story going forward. How is this clubhouse going to respond to the fact that manager Andy Green did not respond? Handcuff them by telling Yulish Chacin, promise me you're not going to hit Anthony Rizzo. And is there dissension amongst the ranks in the clubhouse? And, you know, is this sort of driving a wedge now? We'll see as the rest of the season unfolds. All right, when we get back, we'll update you on the first round of the NBA draft. We'll also tell you who has won the cannon shot of the day after this.
Orberger with you, coming up tomorrow on Mark and Rich right at noon. We'll jump in right where we left off today. NBA draft, what was the fallout? We'll fill you in at noon on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego.
All right, into the home stretch we go here on Extra 1360 Fox Sports San Diego. Remember, tomorrow we are live out at Petco Park as the Padres begin a 9-game homestand. The first of three with the Tigers, and the Braves are in town midweek. And then, of course, the Dodgers coming next weekend, and our cannon shot of the winner today and tomorrow will take home a 4-pack of tickets to go see the Pods and the Dodgers go at it. All right, with the 11th pick in the NBA draft, the Charlotte Hornets have just selected Malik Monk, the guard out of Kentucky. Updating you on who has gone where. No real surprises, 1 and 2. 76ers taking Markelle Fultz out of Washington, number 1 overall. Lonzo Ball to the Lakers. at 2 overall. We'll have the interview with LaVar Ball after the pick was in. Boston picking 3. They took 4 Jason Tatum from Duke. Jayhawk Josh Jackson went 4th to Phoenix. De'Aaron Fox from Kentucky went 5th to the Kings. Orlando selected Jonathan Isaac from Florida State at 6. Minnesota then took Lauri Markkanen from Arizona at 7. His rights belong to Chicago. The Knicks then took the guy from France, point guard Frank Ntilikina. Brent, if I'm saying that right. Dennis Smith from NC State went 9 to Minnesota. Kings took Gonzaga big man Josh Collins at 10. So there you go. That is the update of who has been taken so far in the first round of the 2017 NBA draft.
Malik Monk going to Charlotte's kind of interesting. You're going to have him and Kemba Walker in the same backfield throwing alley-oops now to Dwight Howard.
What did you tell me? Someone said that Dwight Howard,
last week on the Mothership, somebody said that the question they posed was, is it time for Dwight to start working on his three-point game to lengthen his career? Like, yeah, you're a few seasons too late for that guy.
How about just work on not being a cancer on whatever team you go to if you want to resurrect your career?
Just work on doing something out of the block.
Yeah. The big news, obviously, after Markel Fultz went, no surprise to anybody, Lonzo Ball, number 2 overall to the Lakers. Steve Hartman says he immediately becomes the biggest star in the NBA. All eyes will be on him. He is where he is today, partly because of his father, LaVar Ball. And this is what LaVar Ball had to say on ESPN seconds after his son was up on stage shaking hands with Commissioner Adam Silver.
All right, we got LaVar here. And LaVar, you already got the Lakers hat.
I'm trying to tell you, I knew this was happening before it was happening.
When did you get this hat made?
When he was a baby.
What's it like now that this has come to fruition for you? You've been talking about it for 9 months.
9 months? You're talking about 19, 20 years.
All right, 19, 20 years.
He had a microphone on me when I was talking about it.
What's it like right now that he is an L.A. Laker?
It's a wonderful feeling, but I already knew what was coming to him. I got 2 more boys. I got to come do the same thing 2 more years.
So you're going to get them to the Lakers too. How?
The big baller way.
I know they're ready.
Ball control.
Philly is starving.
How good is Lonzo Ball going to be for the L.A. Lakers?
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. Lonzo Ball is going to take the Lakers to the playoffs his first year. Come see me when he does. I have another hat on to say I told you so.
When you listen, I'm going to play the beginning of this again. Listen to him and tell me if this sounds like Bart Scott. I keep waiting for him to drop a Tom Jackson.
All right, we got LaVar here. And LaVar, you already got the Lakers hat.
I'm trying to tell you, I knew this was happening before it was happening.
When did you get this hat
Tom
made?
Tom Jackson.
Okay, if he had the hat made when he was a baby, that means he had the idea for the big baller brand.
Nostradamus.
Yeah, 19 years ago. Listen, if LaVar can stay in his lane and allow Lonzo to work down the road in his lane.
I almost think that what they're going to do now is they're going to say, all right, Lonzo, your job is to play ball. My job is to continue running my mouth and promoting the Triple B brand. And that's it. You know, and hey, he's spokesman-wise, everyone knows who he is.
Listen, you have to give him credit in a sense to creating the hoopla. Now, as I said earlier, Lonzo Ball has a lot to do with it, with the natural talent and ability that he has, and what they will work on him with the Lakers and stuff. So, yeah, it's, you know, both guys obviously have had a hand in Lonzo Ball being where he is today. But LaVar, hey, he's spoken into existence, and it has happened. All right, this is going to happen as well. Let's give away these Padres-Dodgers tickets for the cannon shot of the day. Before we do that, we need one more qualifier. Brent, a drum roll, please. This hour's qualifier comes from a text. LaVar Ball has inspired me. My dream is one day to ride the jockstrap of my son to infamy. In the second hour is another text. Costa couldn't have sounded more like a dad than when he tried to say tight to describe those shoes. Hour number one text. Bill Johnston landing with the Padres is the best news I've heard all day, and there is no close second. With that said, the winner of today's cannon shot of the day is... Costa couldn't have sounded more like a dad than when he tried to say tight to describe those shoes. Brent, did I sound like a dad? I sound like someone with street cred, with hip-hop ability, the whole nine yards. All right,
Maybe LeVar can hook you up with a job. He can be his spokesman.
You know it. I'll drive him around. Thanks to Dennis Lynn from the UT San Diego for joining us today. That interview available in the podcast center, sportssd.com. Goes without saying, the Angry Badger Brent Sperry, and last but never least, you brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces for what you do, what you've done for us. Keep it right here. One full hour of power on your home for everything San Diego sports, extra 1360 Fox Sports, San Diego.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.